Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And a great good morning, good day to you. Is it too soon? Is it too soon? Happy Halloween. It seems like everything this weekend is all about Halloween, and then comes Monday. It'll be fun to see you on Tuesday. So today is a gorgeous day. Okay, so it's raining in some places, but it's still practice out there. Get out, get out. It feels so good to be on a golf course when there's just a little drizzle. And the winds, well, they're out of the east, 15 to 25 miles an hour with gusts to 40. So you can practice your wind game. I'm feeling very optimistic today. Hey, congrats. Hilo Brittany Yada, of 193 young women competing in the LPGA Signature Tour Q School, Yada has advanced to stage three. Steve DiMeglio, he often covers the LPGA. He is golf writer for USA Today. We're going to talk with him about maybe that and a whole bunch of other stuff, because he spent the summer going for, you know, those back-to-back majors we had just about. And then there was, oh, I don't know, the Olympics. And then there was Ryder Cup, and he was at all of that. We'll be back right after this. Let's thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Hoi Pu Bay Golf Course. 18 championship holes, hosted PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for 10 years. It's an outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. The Hoi Pu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. And Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsmen can turn your building, company, or home into artwork. Futura Stone, only the best. By Claude Brousseau, Master PGA Professional, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Vision 54 Coach, and Aim Point Certified Golf Channel Lead Coach. You need a lesson with Claude Brousseau. And by Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business. Raynor Doors. And Creative Plumbing. Whether you're a building, a shopping center, a store, a custom home, or townhouse, call Creative Plumbing, because it has to be done right. Creative Plumbing.
Steve DiMeglio is golf writer for USA Today Sports. He's back from, yes, Olympics and Ryder Cup in the summer of just about back-to-back major championships. And then he came home, and during the Ryder Cup, there was the death of Arnold Palmer, the end, a huge year in the game of golf. Welcome to the show, Steve.
How you doing, Danielle?
Excellent. I had the audacity to ask Steve if he'd be on the show during all of that, you know, like he has time writing for USA Today. Could you join me on a Saturday morning to be on the show while he's working hard in Rio? What was this summer? Have you ever experienced a summer like this?
Well, we were, you know, going into the summer, no one knew what to expect. With the crowded schedule, so many big tournaments in a condensed time, how would the players react? What would the Olympics bring? And then, of course, you had a lot of the big-name players not go to the Olympics, and that put a little damper on that going down to Rio. But once down there, and the show that they put on, I think, I won't say guaranteed, but definitely was good for golf, and that I think they will remain in the Olympics after 2020 when we go to Tokyo. I think whoever gets 2024, which right now I think is down between Paris and Los Angeles, golf will be in the Olympics. And four first-time major winners. The Ryder Cup won by the United States for the first time in 8 years. You could go on and on and on. It's just, there was one really good tournament after another. Jimmy Walker at the PGA Championship, holding off Justin Day. And obviously, I still think maybe the best day of golf all year long as far as tournament-wise, individual stroke play, was Henrik Stenson holding off Phil Mickelson at the Open Championship.
Absolutely.
That
yes.
was, I mean, you shoot 63 to win on the final. I mean, you're Phil Mickelson and you shoot 65 in the final day. I mean, 67 without a bogey and you get beat. That's just, he's had a lot of close calls. And then a few months later, maybe the best matches I've ever seen in my life. Phil Mickelson makes 10 birdies and can't beat Sergio Garcia in the Ryder Cup match because Sergio made 9 birdies and they have the match. And that was after what Patrick Reed and Rory McIlroy gave us. That was just a lot of very great golf.
It was. It was fantastic. It was huge. It was a finale. Do you think the season should end instead of starting up a week later?
Well, you hear that a lot, and obviously we heard that a lot this year. Look, I'm only speaking on behalf of the not speaking on behalf, but I'm only going to speak to what the PGA Tour does. Their two main missions are to raise money for charity and to provide playing opportunities for their members. And that's why I think there will come a day when we will have a PGA Tour event every week of the year.
Wow.
Do we need breaks? You know, back in the day, you could say yes, but I think, you know, NBA plays a wraparound schedule. The NFL goes into a different year after they start their new season. It's just the way of things are now. And I think with, as golf is expanding worldwide and continues to do so, you have to find playing opportunities. Do they need a break? No. I've heard rumors that somehow, some way, they're going to end the season on Labor Day and then start the fall season up in late October. I don't see that happening because, like I said, their mission is to provide playing opportunities, and the more tournaments, the more playing opportunities.
And so you don't think football gets in the way of the fan base and the eyes on?
Oh, certainly it does, but there's still enough people watching it to make it valuable. Sure, I don't know how many people are going to be watching the HSBC this week in China, which is a fantastic tournament, by the way, and it has a great playing narrative right now.
Yeah, you really need to DVR that.
It is. It's fantastic. I mean, Hideki Matsuyama could become the first player from Japan to win a WGC event.
First Asian player to win in a major, so to speak, on Asian soil. It's huge.
Yeah. And Russell Knox is in second right now. He's three back at Hideki. Russell Knox could defend the title at a WGC event, and the only other person that's ever done that was Tiger. Now, Tiger did it seven times, but no one has ever defended a title besides Tiger Woods at a WGC event. And these go back to 1999, so it's a great tournament. But again, as you said, how many people are watching? I don't know. Next week, how many are going to watch Las Vegas? How many are going to watch the following week at Mayakoba? The following week at Sea Island? But again, I know that Sea Island still raises a lot of money for charity. I know that there are enough fans there that make it worthwhile. And then we'll get a 7-week break before we come out to Hawaii.
Are you coming to Hawaii, Steve DiMeglio, USA Today?
I'm not sure. Unfortunately, I have never.
I know.
And that's one of my favorite. Honestly, when people ask me if you could only play one more golf course the rest of your life, I tell them the plantation course at Kapalua.
Yes.
I mean, you can't beat the views. You can't beat 50-yard wide fairways and 50-yard wide greens. I mean, it's the greatest thing in the world for golfers. But I don't know. That'll be a new budget process.
Well, you know, wait a second. Now that USA Today and Golf Week kind of are one and the same company, just tell them that, you know, you need to be here.
Well, we're still going over what that means for us. But you're right. I know Golf Week always sent somebody, so maybe we'll see. But I would love to, obviously, I would love to go to that tournament. But as of right now, my last tournament will be in the Bahamas, and hopefully that's where Tiger will make his return.
Ah, yes.
Which would, and if he would play, would put a great capper on a great year.
Yes. You know, and hopefully, and he was going to go to the Safeway Open. He was going to go to Turkey. And then he says, no, I'm going to wait. Then he announces his big corporate decision. I think it's a great idea, TGR. Fabulous. And I certainly hope he comes through with this because to constant, it's like crying wolf in a kind of weird way. You know, I'm coming back. And everybody gets excited. Pretty soon, maybe if we don't get excited, he'll come back and he'll do great. It's reverse psychology.
Yeah, I mean, I know there were a lot of disappointed people at the Safeway Open up in Napa, and I had flown I'd stayed in Minnesota for a few days after the Ryder Cup, and then I flew to Napa for that tournament. And that Monday, we got word, and I flew right back. I left there Tuesday. A lot of people had, you know, hotel prices were increased dramatically. Ticket sales increased. It still turned out to be a great tournament, but obviously it would have been much better if Tiger had played.
Sure, 30,000 people bought tickets because Tiger Woods said he was going to be there. You know what I wonder about a lot about? The journalists covering golf. That it seems the ranks are getting fewer and fewer, and reasons to stay to cover the event. If we don't cover an event, it isn't really an event in a larger scale. So that's where I get a little bit of confused. You have to have people writing and talking and showcasing and mediafying all this stuff. Otherwise, it's just another golf round of golf.
Well, I mean, I wish more people felt like that. You know, in this day and age, you can get all your information without being at an event. And so what we do when we go to an event is try to get stuff that isn't readily available. But one of these days, and I hope I don't see it, but I think I'd like to see the reactions of the people in charge of the tours across the world. What happens when they show up at a tournament and not one single person is there to write about it?
There's no media center. You know,
there'll be just media for TV, and that's it. And maybe that's the way things will be when that happens, if it does happen, but I can't see how it's better to have just one person there writing instead of having 50 people there writing.
Yeah, I agree, because it gives so many different voices and just so much more interest and gets into the players. Let's talk a little bit about the players. I think this is interesting. USGA and the U.S. Women's Open, Trump Bedminster. Christine Brennan, a colleague of yours, contributor USA Today, CNN, urging the USGA to move the event from Bedminster, and U.S. senators signing a letter asking the USGA to move the event from that golf course because it's a Trump course, because of the things that Trump has said about women. And yet, I hear, and I know you cover LPGA. I wish you'd come over for the Lotte here in Hawaii, Ko'olina. That would be fabulous. What do you hear from the girls, the women?
Well, the majority of them that have been talked to about it and have gone on record talking about it, they use the line of politics shouldn't be involved in this. They want to play it there. I think the USGA is waiting till the election. And I don't think it's going to make their decision any easier, because if Donald Trump were to win, how in the world would you move a tournament away from that course when he's the president of the United States? And I think that would cause a tremendous uproar. But I don't think they want to make any move beforehand, because I think that'd be unfair to Donald Trump. The players say, look, it's a great golf course. It's in a great area, access to a lot of people. They don't get to play on really big stages a whole lot.
Yeah.
But the women that have gone on record have said that they wouldn't have any problem with it, or that they don't think it should be moved. I think we're going to have to hear from a lot more of them as we get closer to that date if they don't move it. I would imagine there would probably be protests, even if he is the president of the United States or not. We're in a wait and see game. You know, a lot of people have weighed in, but it's not the people that matter. The people that matter in that USGA offices, which, by the way, I think are like within 5 miles of the golf course. So, we're just going to have to wait and see.
It's interesting. I think the women are just coming into their own. The LPGA schedule is growing under Mike Wan. The tour is healthier than it's ever been. And they're excited. They're excited to have these opportunities. And when they say they don't want politics, I think they just, you know, give us a stage to play. And if they do move it, they'd have to move it to something really, I don't know, there's a lot of great golf courses. Southern Hills, you know, someplace really fabulous, right, for it to warrant them because it's money.
And it's not easy just to pick up and move the tournament. The USGA has probably already set the dollars from sponsors that have secured tents that are going to be at that tournament. You can't just pick up a grandstand and move it across country or move it 50 miles down the road. It takes money. It takes people. And again, I think that's why people are calling for it to be moved now so that they could do this.
Mm-hmm.
But still, I don't know how much money the USGA has taken in from sponsors, from locals.
Local sponsorships, close to New York City.
Local sponsorship, people that bought tickets, and all that. Is there a course out there that would be available? I don't know. But I think we'll get a lot more information, I would imagine, around November 15th, November 16th, around that.
After the election, yes, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
What do you think about Costco going into the Kirkland golf ball business?
I don't know. I mean, I guess maybe they saw an opening when Nike decided to stop making golf balls. I don't have any idea how many people shop at Costco. I don't know how many of those shoppers are golfers. I don't know if it's a good business deal or not, but I would imagine people who run Costco, which is successful, wouldn't get into this if they knew it was a money loser. So,
The ball is getting good ratings. I mean, $30 for two dozen, four-piece urethane golf balls. Nassau Golf Company of South Korea is producing them. That's a really good price. And if it's a good ball, man, why not? I think Golf Spy is going to put it up against Titleist and see.
Well, I don't know. I don't know how many golfers there are where the ball really, truly makes a difference. I mean, I know it does on the professional level and the high amateur level. But if you're going to go out there and you're shooting 90 and 100 and 110, I don't think golf ball is going to make that big of a difference. So find the most durable, cost-effective golf ball you can find.
Yeah, and at that price, it's really good. And apparently it's selling quite nicely at Costco. Do you know that we have the highest grossing Costco in Hawaii? Evil A sells more product in the middle of the little downtown part of Honolulu than any other Costco in the United States of America. I think that is a truly amazing number. Speaking of large companies, Acushnet's IPO started at 17, closed at $17.95. 7 million shares they sell under the ticker Golf. I'm not getting that it's a really big opening day. Didn't go off as big as they wanted it to.
Well, I'm not well-versed in that. So what I do is I go to the people that I trust and people that cover, the business people. And they wrote that it was rather disappointing.
Ah.
Now, I don't know what that means going forward. I think the people that rolled out the IPO, the Acushnet people, had to say some good things. But I think they were expecting more. I think everyone was. But again, that's just the start. Hopefully, business analysts will be writing about a trend upward for Acushnet going forward. But the first day, as far as what I've read from various sources, people that do this for a living, said it was rather disappointing.
Wasn't everything they wanted it to be. I think there's a 20 million cap on the number of shares they'll sell and for at least the first few weeks, and then they can go in and scoop up the rest of them. It's just interesting. And the one thing when I was reading an interview, of course, I didn't interview COO David Marr, but I read it, and one of the questions had to do about, they were not going to change the leadership and they're going to be focusing on the dedicated golfer and they're going to be more responsible with equipment launches. Supply will be tighter, i.e. equipment launches at a more reasonable interval. So they won't be every 6 months putting out a new $500 driver.
And I think that will help. I mean, you can just go to, it would be unfair to bring up the company's name, but a company put out an awful lot of product, rolled it out after another. And you could tell in comment section on their website, people were very disappointed, saying, you know, you told me this was going to be my great driver, and then you have another driver come out 3 months later, 6 months later, and then another one 6 months later. You know, I just spent all this money. They were very, very disappointed. And I think it is oversaturated right now. You can still, you know, develop new product, but I just don't think, you know, just hold back. If you're going to release a new driver, don't already be thinking and have the drawings for the very next driver within 6 months.
Or dump the one that you had and put the new one out and let me nick mine up before I get a new one. I'd like it to happen. Look like it's at least been used. Steve DiMeglio, USA Today. Thanks so much for being on the show.
You betcha. Anytime, Danielle.
Thank you. Aloha, Steve.
Aloha.
We're going into the golf kitchen right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone. 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone. Only the best.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Hoipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Work the ball, play more break, be aggressive. Wow! 6 feet past the cup. What was I thinking? Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Kind of breezy, kind of cloudy, occasional rainy kind of day, but on the south shore of Oahu, I'm seeing some blue sky, and there happens to be an 11:45 tee time at Kapolei on beautiful Kauai, where Poipu Bay has the Ocean 9. You can play between 7 and 8. You go over, you warm up on the practice facility. They take you out, escort you to the back nine for $99. That's the Ocean 9. They've got the Ocean 11, too. If you have 11 holes in you for the day, then you can get out and get with the family or get the business taken care of. If you're, you know, a six-day-a-week worker, you still have time to get outside and really rejuvenate yourself. They've got a great special over there, 50% off the selected men's and women's tops and bottoms on the sale rack, gift cards, tee times 9:20, 10:40, 11:30, and right now, I want to take this opportunity to give you two rounds at Poipu Bay. Let's kick off the season of gift giving. Yes, all you have to do is call 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Let's get into the golf kitchen. Rye Waddington is executive chef, Wingfoot Golf Club. He actually led the way. You know, the very popular farm to table movement. He led the way. Welcome to the show, Rye.
Hi, Daniel. How are you?
Excellent. Excellent. And you are featured in a fabulous book that's coming out. It is Golf Kitchen. Inside Golf Kitchen, interviews with Rye Waddington, executive chef at Wingfoot, and many other fabulous executive chefs at all the wonderful golf courses that you'd like to go visit, get inside, and then there are the recipes. So you have the photos that Diana DeLucia took of the different and other photographers. I know she's probably thinking, don't say that, I didn't take all the pictures. So this is a wonderful book, and the evening that it's going to be launched is November 10th at Winged Foot. What an exciting night for you.
It is going to be an exciting night. We this is a James Beard Foundation, a Friends of the James Beard Foundation event, which we teamed up with, which is one of the charities that the book helps support. We have some great chefs flying in to help on the night as well. We have Doug Blair from Cacique Golf and Kiwa Island Golf Club in South Carolina. Nicholas from Emirates Golf Club in Dubai is flying in for the night.
Yeah.
We have Anthony from Sabonic Golf Club in Southampton, New York. So it'll be a really, really fun night. We're looking forward to it.
This is great. It's a Friends of James Beard benefit dinner, fundraising dinners hosted by the chefs and restaurants around the country. In this case, it is a book launch. And the book is Golf Kitchen. Rye Weddington is executive chef at Winged Foot. Yes, the fabulous Winged Foot Club and Golf Course. And he's also a golfer and raised on a farm and learned about bringing farm to table. I'm looking at some of the, I was trying to find out if there are any tickets available still. There, it's $150 for members, $170 for non-members at Winged Foot. What a night. I'd love to go.
Yeah, we're pretty much at a full house. We have a couple spots left, but we got a great response from our membership. They pretty much booked the event out as soon as it went on the market. So that was, it's really great to have such a strong support from our membership. We, as a culinary team, we really appreciate that.
What makes you excited about this Golf Kitchen book?
Well, I think there's been a thought process in the past that sort of chefs who are working in golf clubs are sort of I wouldn't say substandard, but it's a place where people go to retire. Where I think in the last 10 years, it's really changed around. Our membership are becoming a lot more knowledgeable of great food, and we're very close to New York, the metropolitan area. So, you know, they could choose to go and eat at any great restaurant in New York. So we need to be producing a product that makes them want to come to us.
And it's wonderful. What I'm looking at the recipes that you have created, or not the recipes, but the stations, the applewood smoked bacon farotto with kombu butter, 1 hour egg and puffed wheat. That's one of your, tell me about the 1 hour egg. I just got to know.
Okay. So we use a process called sous vide, where we cook at a specific temperature. So for the egg, it'll be 61 degrees Celsius for 1 hour. So it cooks for 1 hour, but still has a nice runny yolk.
Wow.
So yeah, that's the 1 hour egg.
Wow. When you go into the kitchen, do you become almost a scientist and an artist?
I wouldn't say that. I think we use some modern techniques, but my background is definitely more of a traditional French, even though I grew up in Australia. But I think there's a place for what we might call molecular food in the modern environment, but I still try and stay true to my roots and just use true honest techniques, I guess is the right word for it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I gotcha. One of the things on the hors d'oeuvre is the ahi tuna with crispy sushi rice and serranos. I know that everybody in Hawaii is going, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We'll take
it's
that.
It's almost a reverse where the sushi rice is actually breaded and fried, so you got that texture of the crispiness and the heat, and then the great ahi tuna that we get.
Of all these wonderful dishes you're preparing, from braised rabbit to chocolate oysters to house-cured hamachi with citrus and pickled vegetables and creme fraiche and upland cress and pan-roasted East Coast halibut and the applewood smoked bacon farotto with kombu butter. When you chose the recipes that you have in this cookbook, this is Golf Kitchen is a cookbook featuring the top chefs from the top golf course. And I'm not talking about golf courses. I'm talking about, you know, private golf courses, Sabonic, Wingfoot, places that many of us would have to hope that somebody's a member and hope they'd invite us to dinner to be able to enjoy these wonder. How did you choose which recipes to feature in this book?
Well, for me personally, I work with the season. So what works, best for me and what's available right now. So, you know, when we're thinking of rabbit, you know, beautiful truffles are around at the moment, and Swiss chard, and we want to use a lot of those fall aromatics in there. So there's some cinnamon, a little nutmeg in the braise as well. So we're really, I guess this time of year, and we're lucky in the Northeast that we get four true seasons. So after, you know, working through summer and having the all these great tomatoes and so forth, we've come into a time now where we get to use Brussels sprouts and different swedes and different root vegetables. And I think the cooking techniques slow down, a lot more braises and a lot more sort of heartwarming food. So for us, it's really exciting here because we've sort of just come into that, although we got shocked last week where we went from having the week before some days at 80 degrees and now I think it's about 45 outside. Mm. So it really turned quickly.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I have a vision sort of, I'm as you're talking and I'm thinking about all of the things that you put into your recipes, the vegetables, and I think about being raised on a farm. Are you very particular about going out and choosing what you put in your dishes?
Yeah, I mean, just the sheer size of Wingfoot and how busy we are, you know, what it's about building up relationships with different vendors and different farmers and then putting the onus back on them and setting standards, this is what we expect. And it's like anyone wants to be associated with Wingfoot and say, oh, we supply produce to Wingfoot. So once somebody gets in the door and we build that relationship up and we build the level of the trust, then you know, most of my vendors are going to be with me for a long time because I think that's what it's just like as a chef and a member or somebody dining, you're building a relationship and a level of trust. And I do the same thing with my vendors and my farmers.
Well, and we have some farm to table, some restaurants, some resorts that do farm to table. What inspired you to do that? You know, bringing the fresh produce. It seems like a given, right? But in our world, it's changed. So what was the moment when you thought you'd do that?
Well, that's how I grew up. I grew up on a 900-acre farm in Australia where we grew everything. We slaughtered our own beef. So it wasn't so much that I wanted to do it. That's really all I knew. So I think it sort of came from a different ideal than what some people did. So, you know, I give that to to my parents and the way that they brought us up and to really, I suppose, respect the animal and respect the land that you live on so that you are getting the best produce that you can. You know, don't use chemicals on there. And it's tough in a busy place like this and when you're in sort of so close to New York, but we're lucky that we have, you know, the Hudson Valley here where we just have such great produce. And like I said, with the four seasons, it's always changing. So you, as a chef, you get to really experiment those four different seasons and experiment with different products all the time.
We're talking,
which is fun.
Yes, that is. We're talking with Rye Waddington. I'm sorry to interrupt you. I just wanted to let everybody know about. I thought I wasn't mentioning Golf Kitchen, and it's a cookbook. Golf Kitchen, and you can go to golfkitchen.com and you can actually pre-order it. It's really a fabulous gift for somebody I want to give a gift to, a friend who loves to cook, and she's a golfer. She also plays tennis, but she's a golfer, and she loves to play in the kitchen, and she loves to be inspired, and she has golf doesn't have golf cookbooks because there aren't any. This is it. This is Golf Kitchen. And I'm talking with Rye Waddington. He's the executive chef at Winged Foot, where the launch party is going to be on November 10th. There's just a few tickets available. If you're still if you're in the neighborhood in New York, you should give them a call at 212-627-1128. That's 212-627-1128. There's going to be chef from the Emirates Golf Club, because the Emirates Golf Club is featured in this book, Golf Kitchen. Kiowa is featured in the book, Golf Kitchen. Sabonic Golf Club, also going to be there, featured in the book Golf Kitchen. It's all about, and it's a Friends of James Beard benefits dinner. And the James Beard Foundation's mission is to celebrate, nurture, and honor America's diverse culinary heritage through programs that educate and inspire. They award people, and not just chefs, but restaurateurs, cookbook authors, food journalists, restaurant designers, architects. Every year there's the James Beard Awards, the highest honor for food and beverage professionals in America. So having Golf Kitchen and James Beard and Winged Foot and Rye Weddington all together on this project, it's just really huge. And it's, I really thank you for your time. And finally, are you a chocolate-fite, a chocoholic, a lover of chocolate oysters, speakeasy chocolate truffles? I want to, I'm serious.
Well, my pastry chef would tell you, I say I don't eat too much chocolate, but my pastry chef would say very different because I'm in there a lot. I'm lucky that I'm surrounded by a great team and, the chocolate oysters are a lot of fun because the whole shell, everything is made from chocolate.
Wow!
And then, different mousses and mignonettes that go in there, so you're eating the whole thing. It's just a lot of fun, and I'm lucky that I have Katie McAllister, who joined me at the start of this year as my pastry chef, and she's just been absolutely fantastic.
Awesome, Rye Weddington. Thanks for taking the time to be on the show. Really enjoy talking with you.
No problem. Take care, Daniel.
Aloha. The book is Golf Kitchen. Go to golfkitchen.com and you can pre-order. We're going to come back and talk about the gems on Oahu. They are our municipal courses. They're affordable and they're beautiful. Right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf easier with the coaching of master PGA teaching professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game, scratch golfer or just beginner. As a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, now with the Ko'olina Golf Academy, you will get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422. Or email him at claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Strong, quiet, dependable, reliable. Sounds like a great husband for my daughter, but really, it's your new Rainer garage door. Your home deserves the beauty and dependability that only Rainer can give. Call us today at 676-3667. Ask about our fall special and save money as you improve your home. That's Rainer Hawaii, 676-D-O-O-R.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Our phone lines got locked up. So if you called for win the Poipu Bay Golf Course, two rounds at Poipu Bay, call now, 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Garrick Iwamuro. Does that sound, that name sound familiar? You know him from Hawaii Prince? Maybe you met Garrick at Hawaii Principal. He is now City and County of Honolulu Department of Enterprise Services Golf Course System Administrator. Welcome to the show, Garrick.
Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning. Alawai, Eva Villages, Kahuku, Pali, Ted Makalena, Westlock. You've got a lot of golf courses to take care of.
Yes, we do. We have a bunch of them.
Now, you come from a place where quality is an absolute must, because first off, the charge is huge. And second off, people are coming from all over the world where they expect to have certain conditions. And now you are in charge of our Oahu municipal courses. And I see huge changes. For instance, I play at the Pali course. I played at Ted Makalena. We got together there. And I love Kahuku. So what have, are you making a lot of changes? And do we, should we start with Pali?
Well, for Pali, some years ago, we changed the turf on the greens. When I first started with the city, that course had Bermuda greens, and it struggled every winter, you know, diebacks. So under previous administration, they got funding for us, and we just decided to change the turf out to Seashore Pass Palom, and it's been a success since then.
Excellent. Yes, it really is, folks. You should really go up there, because even with rain, which is wonderful because everything is so green, all of the attendance. Do you have a golf course supervisor you'd like to give a shout out at Pali?
Sure, it's Sean DiMello and Scott Fuller. They've been doing a great job. Challenges are, you know, the weather, but they charge through it and they do a great job.
Yeah, because the weather makes everything grow.
Yes,
you
know,
yes. Pretty soon, where's the golf course? There's all these trees, all our bushes or whatever, you know. So it's a challenge, but they are doing a really, really good job. Now let's go over to Ted Makalena.
Mm-hmm.
This is down Waipahu side, and I really enjoyed it. Went down, you go down the road, it's really easy to find. So and then you may, it's right along kind of Pearl's West Lock, right?
Yeah, right into that. I mean, from the golf course, you can see the ships.
Yes, exactly. So you make a right, there's a lovely parking, and then there's, you know, it's really nice. What have you done there? Because it seems different, too.
Well, you know, we hired a superintendent a few years ago. He came from Luana Hills when they were called Luana Hills, Chad Ngaki.
Yes.
And he's done a great job with the crew out there. They put a lot of effort, and they have a lot of pride in what they do. And we've also did a cart path project, which we're in, I think, going into phase four, I believe, so we can finish up the new cart paths.
Well, I really enjoy, I didn't see anything, you know, bad in my, but I only played the front nine.
Okay.
So I didn't go to the back nine, so if there was something going on in the back nine, I wouldn't be able to speak to that.
Mm-hmm.
But the golf course is very, very comfortable. Staff is really cool. And I got my golf card after, I don't know how long of not having one.
Oh, great.
You know, why did you institute the golf card program?
Well, this is before I started with the city. This is some years ago. I think it was a way to track it. And also, I think to make it fair and equitable for all golfers. So, you know, it's an automated tee time system where you call in. The computer doesn't know who you are. You just go with a golf ID number and you can secure a tee time.
Oh, that's great. And then when you go, too, you show your card.
Correct.
And that's kind of your identification. It's very cool. Now let's go up to Eva Villages. Mm-hmm. I have not played Eva Villages yet. Tell us about the course.
You know, it's a great tract. It's championship length. We hired a new superintendent. I'm not sure if you heard of him, Peter Yamashita. He was at Olamana for, 20-plus years?
Wow.
And
so he knows challenges, because Olamana is not an easy course to take care of with all the weather, too.
Yeah. He has his challenges out there, and he's doing a great job. He came on board, I think it was beginning of July. And he's done a great job since then.
What do you want to, is there plans for greens changes, or you're going to have to give me more information?
Well, the greens are Bermuda, but, you know, as a lot of courses in the state, you know how the greens gets contaminated with past palom?
Yes.
What he's trying to do is encourage the past palom to thrive there.
Ah.
There were a lot of areas that was bare, but he, since his last aeration of the greens, he's made it lush to get the growth up, and now he's cutting it down, and he's going to encourage the paspalum to take over the Bermuda.
That's interesting. You'd think the Bermuda would be like the tough one, but the paspalum has a different root core, doesn't it? So
everything about it is so different from Bermuda. Even how you feed it, you know, typically Bermuda turf loves to be fed, but you don't want to do that so much with paspalum because it makes it so lush. So it's kind of a tricky thing.
We talk about sustainability, and I'm sure the city and county of Honolulu, with these beautiful golf courses, they're expensive, to maintain. It's just, no, I'm not saying they're a massive expenditure on the part of the city, not at all. But there are ways of reducing your expenditures by considering the sustainability and making a golf course like Kahuku. Kahuku is a links course, right? And there's not a lot of, you take care of the greens, but there's not a whole lot of stuff you got to do with the golf course itself.
No. You know, what's interesting about Kahuku, the only irrigated turf is the greens and tees. And if you've been out there, you see this water spigot coming out of the ground. It's a hose bib, and that's how they irrigate the greens and tees.
Yeah, that's very simple. I understand that may change, though.
That may change in the future.
Yeah, and so put in irrigation over there. I was talking to your director of enterprise services last week, at a different time during the show. So somebody listening now may not have heard that part of the conversation. Any plans there? Changes?
You know, at this point, I defer to our director, Gaiko Lukukui.
Yes, he was on the show last week.
We're just there, you know, to maintain the course and offer it up to the players.
Great. And he deferred to you in some instances. So, because he was very good talking with him. So, Kahuku Golf Course, everybody don't worry. It's going to stay the same. Okay. If anything, they're just going to improve the irrigation, which would be the greens, because that's the only stuff that needs water. And isn't that cool? If you haven't played Kahuku, it's 9 holes. Gabby Pahinui played it all the time. He played it barefoot. He passed there. He had a heart attack. What a beautiful place.
Gorgeous.
You know, if you're going to go, if you're going to die, then that's hard on the family, but it's a perfect, right?
Correct.
And the beach is right on the side of you. It's just amazing. It's an amazing golf course. And Matt Janella, often on my show, Golf Channel, of course, he was Sports Illustrated. Mm-hmm. He was Golf Digest. Now he's travels around the world. He loves Kahuku Golf Course.
You brought that up. What's interesting, just some years ago, Sports Illustrated did a golf, or was it Golf Digest? I think it was. They did a day of golf in the United States, and of all the courses they picked for the state of Hawaii, it was Kahuku.
Yes. Well, there's a reason for that. Matt loves Kahuku, and there's a reason to love Kahuku. It feels like you're playing golf on the land as the land is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what links golf is all about. That's why when you go to Scotland and you're playing on, oh gosh, one day I hope I do, St. Andrews, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You're playing on land that's been there for hundreds of years.
Yeah.
And that's what you feel, that core, you know, that root to the land you're on. And that's what makes golf so special. And you're just around in this wonderful environment. And please don't take the game too seriously. Just enjoy where you are. That's the most important part. You know, Westlock. I don't have an idea where Westlock is because I haven't been there.
Okay. It's as soon as you get on the freeway, you take the Eva cutoff and you turn around and you go down this part of Fort Weaver Road and you get the first left.
Oh,
right across the street from Queens West Hospital.
Yeah. Laulau Nui.
correct.
Oh, gosh, I got to go explore Westlock. What are you doing there?
Well, Westlock, we're maintaining the course. You know, Westlock in Eva was developed as a drainage detention basin, you know, to take all the rain stormwater runoff from Mauka.
Like coral.
Yeah. And so, you know, that course was designed, so every time there's a big rain, it does impact that course. We have another department of ours with the city, DFM, and they're assisting us in trying to clear up some of these vegetation along the streams right now.
Another issue, because there's so much water, it's a water catchment area naturally, so you're going to have, and then it was designed to take more water if needs be, so that's always going to be a challenge. You know, I was just thinking about having people come out and, you know, start cutting stuff. Probably not a good idea, but would you ever get kids as interns, agronomy people, young people who would like to possibly pursue a career as a superintendent?
We could look at that. Some years ago, not at with the city courses, but with the private courses, we've had students come out from University of Hawaii to understand what turf management is all about, and I think it was a success. But recently with the city, we've worked with organizations, high school students, and they come out and they get actually paid by the organization, and we show them what we do. And so maybe that's a career track they would want to go into.
I like that. I like that. Giving young people an opportunity to see what it is on the ground, not in the classroom, but on the ground, what it is they're really getting themselves into. That's awesome. Garrick Iwamuro is the City and County of Honolulu's Department of Enterprise Services Golf Course System Administrator. I hope you'll be on the show again. This was very pleasant. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much, Danielle.
And I'll be sure to go to Eva Villages, and I'll be sure to go to Westlock, and we'll talk about the Alawine some other time.
Okay. Great. Great. We'll see you out on the course.
Aloha. Thanks, Garrick.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. We're going to take our next break because our guest coming in, you know, it's amazing. Claude Brousseau, and you find Claude at claude4bestgolf@gmail.com. claude4bestgolf@gmail.com. Okay. If you want to ask him a question, if you'd like to set up an appointment with him, that's the best way to get in touch with him. He's on next. He's been traveling. He's been in France. He's been in Phoenix. He's going to Kapalua. We'll find out what he's been doing. He's been traveling, Danielle. By the way, every time I say the number to call, a guest calls in. So the number to call for the two rounds of golf at Poipu Bay, you've got 10 minutes now, 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. We'll be back right after this.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens, your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf easier with the coaching of master PGA teaching professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game, scratch golfer or just beginner. As a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, now with the Ko'olina Golf Academy, you will get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claude4bestgolf@gmail.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
Oh man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh man, can't be too happy about that one.
Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Claude Claude Brousseau, PGA Master Professional in the United States and France, Director of Instruction, Coaching, and Player Development at Co-Olina. He's back from France after a month at the academy he designed outside Paris. He's back from Arizona and a huge teaching summit. The Proponent Group, a group of top-tier teachers and coaches in the world with the mission of promoting and advancing teaching and coaching. The coaches, the profession. Even Tathata Golf made a presentation. You know, we've been giving away Tathata Golf, the experience online. And now he's on his way to the 2016 ASPGA Teaching Summit. That's the Aloha Section PGA, Professional Golfers Association, Teaching Summit on Maui at Kapalua Golf Academy with Tim Mitchell, Jay Turner, Sean Langyi, Tim Mahoney, Susie Whaley, wow, and Claude Brousseau. Welcome to the show, Claude.
Aloha, Daniel. Thank you for having me on the show.
Absolutely. I mean, you've got so much to look forward to. Do you feel like when you come back from all of this, you're bursting with new information, vitality, and wanting to share?
Exactly. That's the reason I'm doing all that. This traveling and, you know, rubbing elbows with the best in the world, because I want to make sure that when I come back to Hawaii, all that information to play better golf, have more fun, is available locally for anybody who is in Hawaii.
And Claude is Claude, C-L-A-U-D-E, four, bestgolf at gmail.com. He's at Ko'olina if you want a lesson. Are there lessons today at Ko'olina that you're teaching?
Yes. In fact, at 10 o'clock from 10 to noon, I have a program that is very interesting and affordable because it's called Wedge Wizard to Win. It's a two-hour class session, small group, and today the focus is on wedging.
Wow. That's so important. That short game. I mean, Phil Mickelson is the perfect. He's the wizard of wedges. So I love the title.
and it's only $99 for 2 hours of instruction.
Wow.
Yes.
That is a great deal. That's today at Ko'olina with Claude Brousseau, 10 till noon. What was the class called again?
$99.
$99, and the name of it is?
Wedge Wizard to Win.
There you go. Wedge Wizard to Win. You should go to Ko'olina. Do they need to call in to sign up?
They just need to call in and show up at 10 o'clock this morning, and it'd be a pleasure to and a privilege to help them to get better with their wedge game.
Wedge game. Awesome. Now, Claude Brousseau is Aimpoint certified, and he's also with Vision 54. So he's a Vision 54 coach. And one of the things that's really important in the game of golf, once you've got your basic skills in place, and even while you're getting those basic skills, is how you're thinking about playing. The think box, the play box. What? Aria Jutanugarn is a perfect example of a young woman with exceptional skills. She can take a 3-wood and hit it like nobody's business. She doesn't need a driver. She doesn't use a driver. She has more control with that 3-wood. They say if you find a 3-wood that works for you, never let it go. So Aria can play like nobody's business, but then she'll have a round where she just can't recover from. 68, and she's at the top of the leaderboard in Asia. 75, she's fallen way down, and it's difficult to climb back up. She has, sometimes, I think she just lets it get into her head. Vision 54, Claude Brousseau, Director of Player Development at Ko'olina, and instruction. What does Vision 54 teach us?
Very good. Thank you very much. And it's so interesting that you brought that story up, because when I was in Arizona, Pia Inland from Vision 54, they are coaching Aria. And it's interesting because they talk with her when she was leading and put the ball in the water. And then, interestingly enough, the conversation was about, wow, that hole looks like the ANA tournament. And guess what? She did the same shot. So what Vision 54 help you, it's what we call manage human skills. We are human playing golf. We're not robot. And what we help people to do with Vision 54 is working on what we call BTT. It's balance, tempo, tension. In the human scale, you'll be just more athletic. In that example I just gave with Aria, it's we work on what we call the memory box. What's the memory box? It's be confident in the human skill. The beauty of using those skills, emotional resilience, how do you react after a bad shot? Memory box, how do you react after a good shot?
Mm.
So it's very usable for any level of players. You need to develop those skills parallel with your technical skills. And what we help people to do is there is a myth out there that you need to be consistent. So when we start, we help people to understand you don't want to be consistent. You want to be a master of variability. Because there is one thing consistent in golf, it is variable.
Yes, 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 yes. That's so perfect. There is nothing consistent about golf. It's all about variable. That's perfect. So tell us how we become the master of variable.
It's when you practice, you need to, instead of putting, let's say, 50 ball and going to the same target without, redoing your, what we will call the thinking box, think about the shot, go over the ball, look at the target and swing. So how you become a master of variability is every shot has to be different. So let's say you say, I will use a 7-iron to go for 120 yards towards that target on the practice range. Then the next ball, you take your 3-wood, and then you say, okay, let's imagine I'm on a short par 4, and I want to put the ball in the fairway with the 3-wood. Then you will, in the next shot, you will practice, say, okay, oh, I missed the green. Let's see if I can identify a spot on the range there, maybe just 20 yards, and you take your sand wedge, and you say, let's see if I can do a little chip on that 20 yards. What we do also at the Vision 54, and all that is available in Hawaii with me. If you don't have the time or, the financial resources to go to Scottsdale, it's all available right here.
Yes.
I'm willing to go to different islands, set it up for pros or people who wants to do it. So what we do is we help people, if we really look at it this way, during a round of golf, you will probably, if we include get ready for a shot, swing, do that for about 30 to 40 minutes over a period of 4.5 hours, let's say 4 hours. So what we do at Vision 54, we help people to manage the time in between shots. Classical example, let's say you just unfortunately did 3 putts or more on the previous green. Then when you either drive the cart or walk with your pulling cart to the next tee, you need to know how to manage yourself. Because if you stay focused in the past time, thinking about that 3 or 4 putt you just did, this will jeopardize your driving on the next hole. So we have very specific exercises that we help people to do in between shots.
Wow, that's why they say the golfer with the worst memory is the better golfer.
Yes, kind of. That's a good statement, Danielle. We say also this way is you need a short-term memory for the bad shot and a long-term memory for the good one.
Yes, and the good ones all feel so good and it kind of stays with you because the feeling is so good. That sound that it makes when you come in good contact. You just know the divot you got. You just did it right, The distance, whatever turns you on, that feeling just brings you back to the golf course.
Sorry to interrupt, but you see on that line that you just said, because it's so important, Danielle, that's how you build confidence. So I kind of, you know, like to have fun with golf. So I tell the people when they come here and they trust my expertise, let's say they do a good shot. Every time you do a good shot, here's what you need to do. You look around and you say, who just did that great shot? Oh, that's me.
Yes.
How in the world did I produce that? People don't focus enough on good shots. And how we build confidence is banking, putting in the bank, in that memory box of good shots. So next time you face a similar shot, I said similar because there is only one thing consistent in golf is variability.
Yes.
You will go to that memory bank, like a library or your bank account, and you retrieve all those sensations. Of course, also the technical aspect of it. But mainly, it's these good shots are in what I call your system of operation. They are there in you. The real challenge in golf is accessing all those good shots on demand. So what we do at Vision 54 is we help you to be your CEO of your golf swing.
For me, if I'm feeling confident, if I'm feeling good, I don't think about the technical. I just walk up, set my ball, get my stance, make sure my grip's right, and I smile and I swing. I mean, you know, because I'm feeling good. Maybe I don't smile. Maybe I'm more, you know, focused. But still, I can smile. It's what Arya Jutanagarn does. She smiles. She wants to have fun. And I think that the confidence building that Vision 54 can do is exactly what you need. Claude Brousseau is the only authorized Vision 54 coach in the state of Hawaii. So you can find him. You can go to, of course, Ko'olina. He's got the wedge. Say the class again.
Yes, the class is Wedge Wizard to Win.
Wedge Wizard to Win, because you need your wedges to win. Okay, you got to get it close to the hole and then sink the putt. So Wedge Wizard to Win is 10 to noon today. It's $99. That's such a good deal. He's the only authorized Vision 54 coach. You can talk to him about it. If you want to find out more about anything that we've talked about, and again, there's also Aimpoint certified,
mm-hmm.
Claude Brousseau. Okay. You can email him at Claude, C L A U D E, for the number bestgolf@gmail.com. So, in the next few minutes, we're talking with Claude Brousseau, PGA Master Professional. He's going to the 2016 Aloha Section PGA Teaching Summit at the Kapalua Golf Academy. When are you going?
It's this weekend, in fact. I'm flying to Maui after the day today, and then during that Aloha Section PGA coaching summit, teaching and coaching summit, they also have what they call a fantasy golf school. There's still some place available if you are interested, so you will spend a day with all the presenters and speakers that you mentioned earlier. That's a good opportunity to spend some time with Susie Whaley. That's a very interesting lady and such a great ambassador of the game. That's on Sunday, October 30th. So you can still call if you want at 808-662-7740 to register. And then the teaching summit starts, in fact, on the 31st and the 1st. So it's an equivalent, if you want, of the PGA National Teaching Summit that will be hosted in Orlando. I will be there because I'm always looking to learn. And basically, the teaching and coaching summit is helping local pro in Hawaii to learn the new research done, how people learn, how we can get better, and helping people to have more fun with this great game of golf.
Exactly. Like Jay Turner is widely recognized for his custom club designing. Susie Whaley is PGA Secretary, PGA of America Secretary, and on her way to being the President of the PGA. She's a PGA Director of Instruction at the Susie Whaley Golf in Cromwell, Connecticut, a first woman to ever be selected as an officer of the association, the PGA of America. Tim Mitchell will be there. He co-owned and operated his own academy on Maui at Wailea for a long time. He was with David Ledbetter for a long time. And Tim Mahoney, been teaching at the national, international level for over 35 years, director of education for Troon Golf. And we have Sean Lange, who's also there, PGA director of game improvement and junior golf leader. And of course, he has his academy of Monarch Beach Golf Links and Big Canyon Country Club. He's been working with juniors for years. All of these great people have come together to help share what they have with our local PGA professionals. When you see PGA next to a name, it means that they are members of the PGA of America. They have worked hard to become PGA's professional golf association members and instructors, and a master PGA professional has taken it one step further. And so it's huge, this event that's happening, this 2016 ASPGA Teaching Summit for our professionals. And then there's the one that we can go to is the Fantasy. And when is the fantasy one, Claude?
The Fantasy is on October 31st, and it goes from 8 a.m. to they will be able to go and play the plantation course for in the afternoon. So it goes from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Excellent. So that, and there's still some spots available for that one.
There's some stuff available, and they can call the number. I will repeat it. So it's 808-662-7740. And then you will spend the day with the people you just named. You will have lunch, and you will play a 9-hole at the plantation course. It's all inclusive in that fantasy golf school.
Absolutely fabulous. You know, Claude, we were going to talk some more about the ground force, Bernie Nature Caves Valley Golf Club, using this force plate, smart to move, smart balance pro plate developed by, yes, my homeland, Switzerland. It's where half of my DNA comes from, my mother's side. But we're going to have to do that another time. Will you have time to come back in the midst of traveling?
Yes, I will. It's always a pleasure to be on your show. And those force plate from Smart to Move, I have them here at Coalina. It's a great tool to help you to understand how you use the lower body to generate more power.
Yes, it's using the ground.
Yeah.
It's ground, you know, and you watch the legs.
Yeah.
The next time you're watching LPGA, PGA, you watch their legs and see what their legs are doing to push off on that ground to create more power in their swing. Claude Brousseau, we'll talk in November. Thanks so much for being on the show.
It's always a pleasure. Aloha.
Aloha. We're going to come back. We're going to talk with Corey. Corey Brett is a woman who travels the world. She's so lucky. She gets to travel around the world and write about it.
She's a freelance
golf writer and editor. And she just, well, she didn't just, the LPGA just played the Blue Bay LPGA in Hainan Island, China, where Outrigger manages a hotel. So if you ever want to go to Hainan Island, there's like home away from home at Hainan through the Outrigger hotels. And so we're going to talk with Corey about what it's like there. She's spent a lot of time in China right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Strong, quiet, dependable, reliable. Sounds like a great husband for my daughter, but really, it's your new Rainer garage door. Your home deserves the beauty and dependability that only Rainer can give. Call us today at 676-3667.
Ask about our fall special and save money as you improve your home. That's Rainer Hawaii, 676-D-O-O-R.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the Golf Club.
Ah, yes, I just want to make it official for Adele Ito from IAEA. You have won two rounds of golf at Poipu Bay. Thank you for your patience. It's been hard getting in because we've had our guests listening to the show on the phone line. So that ties it up. And that's why hard. Let's go now and meet Corey Brett, freelance golf writer, editor. The LPGA just played at Blue Bay LPGA, Hainan Island. They played on the Jin Lake Blue Bay golf course. And I thought to myself, gosh, that place is beautiful. And Outrigger, as I mentioned, has a hotel there. They manage it. And so I wanted to talk with Corey Brett because I know that she's in Scottsdale, but she knows a whole lot about China. Welcome to the show, Corey.
Morning, Danielle. Thank you very much. It's nice talking with you.
It's good talking to you. Now, how do you have this Scottsdale connection with Hainan?
It seems odd, doesn't it? Well, I'll tell you how it happened. We have a golf architect, Brian Curley, from Curley Schmidt & Curley, located here in Scottsdale, builds courses all over the world, and built course in several courses in China, lots of courses in China, and we were looking for a sister city for Scottsdale in Asia, and Brian said, what about Haikou? Haikou is the capital of Hainan Island, and we never heard of it, so we had to do a little research, and it turns out that was a perfect place for a connection for Scottsdale, between Scottsdale and Haikou. Haikou has, as I said, the capital city. It has Mission Hills Golf Course, golf complex, the biggest complex of golf courses in the world, and has 10 golf courses in Haikou and 12 up in Shenzhen, which is an hour north of Hong Kong. So Brian built all those courses. So he said that, you know, right in the middle of doing Haikou, it'd be perfect for us. We'll set it all up. So my husband at the time was the president of the sister cities, and I was, you know, it was a perfect golf assignment for me. So I went over there. I wrote an assignment. I wrote about it for the San Francisco Examiner and the sister city arrangement. After talks between the mayors and the things that had to be done, became a formality. So largely based on the golf connection, Scottsdale, Haikou. Oh, wow. So it's it was a natural.
It is a natural. Yeah. I mean, you think about all the fabulous golf courses in Arizona, in Scottsdale, where Dean Wilson is going to be inducted in the Hall of Fame, Hawaii's Dean Wilson. He always wanted to live there because of his ability to play year-round, like we can here, but also to be able to travel easily to any destination. So he played on the PGA Tour for 12 years, and now he's going to be inducted in the Arizona Hall of Fame over there. So really cool connection for us with Scottsdale, too. And now back to Haikou. So Haikou and Scottsdale sharing this golf connection, Haikou being the home of the Mission Hills Golf Resort. Was it part one or part two? Because there's the 12 courses at Shenzhen, also Mission Hills Golf, right?
Yes, that was the first one. This was all done by one family, the Chu family. They owned all the property up there. They bought it after the Cultural Revolution. The patriarch of the family bought this property at the time, which everyone said, "Why do you want to buy all the way out there?" Yeah, they released some property for economic development there at that particular time period. And he said, "Oh, they will come." It's much like Fields of Dream. What is it? The Field of Dreams.
Fields of Dreams.
They will come. They will come. So So he built 12 golf courses, and they came, and they're still coming. So each one of those courses, as I said, Brian Curley was, building Minton Curley, and each one designed by a different player.
Oh, gosh, yes.
PGA players, famous players, and Annika Sorenstam has, of course. I was very happy to see Annika on there. And all of the others are famous PGA players, tour players. And so Mission Hills Shenzhen was the first one. The golf clubhouse is 600,000 square feet. It's the size of, it's bigger than Costco. It's huge. The place is mammoth. It's hard to understand, and absolutely gorgeous and totally luxurious, and has 3,000 caddies, and they're all female and really professional, and it's just great. So that was the flagship, remains the flagship. And then they went down to Haikou. No, that was Haikou. They went down to Sanya, which is the southernmost part of the island. It's an hour to train ride by bullet train, Haikou down to Sanya. It has all these beautiful beaches, and that's where your outrigger hotel.
Yes.
It's a very wonderful luxury tropical resort area with all Ritz-Carlton and Shangri-La and wonderful Mandarin Oriental places along this white sandy beach. And so then there grew up, that was obviously a really popular destination for beaches, and they don't have a Mission Hills there, but they have a lot of individual golf courses, one of which this Blue Bay LPGA was played on most recently.
Yes, and it is beautiful. It is beautiful, people. If you can go to Sanya, what is it like being on a high-speed bullet train? I understand you're 2 hours south of Haikou.
Yes, it would be. Well, it's 5 hours by car, so that gives you some idea of the speed. But it's much like, they've been in France for a long time. The TGV, the Très Grande Vitesse, the fast speed trains that go from Paris all over, and it is quite amazing. You think it's going to be going too fast to see anything. It'll be a blur out the window, but it's not really true. And it's quite exciting to 2 hours later to arrive at your destination, and you've still got the rest of the day left.
Wow. Yeah, and you're not tired. 5 hours of driving, you're just...
No, yeah.
And what are the seats like? I mean, I see pictures and it looks luxurious.
What are you asking?
I'm asking what the train is like on the interior.
Oh, the interior. Well, it's new. So it's new within the last couple of years. Thoroughly modern, very comfortable, nice seating and everything you would expect, and highly modern. I mean, this is hard to believe because the cities of China are huge. I mean, like Beijing's like 15 million and that's the city. Well, the whole island of Haikou, of Hainan, is not that big, and Haikou's like a million, maybe over a million, and Sanya's smaller than Haikou. So this is not your massive parts of China that you're thinking of. This is a little island, relatively little. In contrast, on the southernmost tip of China, south of Hong Kong and directly across from Vietnam. So it's really very tropical and humid and tropical in its look, and the interior is very like a rainforest. So this whole environment and consequence is a little remote, in the sense of not quite as all, it's not the great big cities of the north, that's all I can say, which is very charming.
No, I didn't think it would be. I meant the train itself. Do they have like a bar, a restaurant? Can you travel around?
You can walk around, and a bar, I wouldn't call it a bar car exactly, but yes, because the distance is not that far. They have food and beverages, yes.
Okay, and when you travel to Haikou, what did you pack? How much did you take with you? Tell me a little bit about the travel experience.
Oh, that was interesting. But that's always interesting. I've been to Asia many times, playing on golf assignments, and so what to take. Normally, I don't take my clubs because if I go to a resort, they're generally going to have something that I can use that's going to be fine, and my job is not to win a tournament. My job is to observe and write about the place. So that works out fine. Take my shoes, of course, my golf shoes, my glove, the personal things, but they're well-equipped otherwise. And as far, I just, you know, like you travel anywhere, you look at the weather and, what's it going to be like? And this humidity in the tropics is something that you really, I'm from San Francisco, now I live in Scottsdale, and, the humidity is something I'm really not, never really get used to, but I know it's going to be that way over there, so I just try to dress for it and bring what I can. It's not really, I mean, it's comfortable. It's a lot more comfortable to me than playing in cold weather.
So you've spent time in Hawaii. Would you dress, would you take the clothes that you would wear here to Hainan?
Yes. That's a very good analogy.
Excellent. So pack for beach weather.
Beach weather.
Beach weather. And you won't. What's the shopping like? I mean, is it expensive?
Well, the shops, and then again, these are these fabulous resorts. There's, you know, as we've discussed, and their shops are like resort shops anywhere, but they have wonderful merchandise and they can be pricey. But the fascinating thing is that the merchandise comes from places that we don't see. You know, they are golf brands that we don't normally buy or see the designs of. So that's kind of fun. As far as the shopping is different because you know how Honolulu is now. You've got all those great big international stores and everything, but remember the international marketplace. Well, I would say that a lot of the stores that you would find in Haikou or Sanyano are still some of those wonderful, maybe not quite as runky, but yes, international marketplace type places.
Yes.
The local stores, which I really like. You know,
yes.
It's not Beijing. It's got a lot of local charm. It's got history. And people, you know, are really living there who don't even know what golf is. I mean, it can be like a night and day experience going into town and then going out to the fabulous resort because, I mean, the Ritz-Carlton or the Shangri-La there is not a big surprise. It's not much different than the one you're going to find in Paris or somewhere else.
Exactly why we want to get out and quote-unquote shop. It's not necessarily purchasing.
Yeah.
It's more shopping about the city just to see, you know, just to sightsee, just to see what you can see that's different. Because, as you said, I can go to any golf course or any resort and have it, you know, on that level, have the same experience. But after you want to have a cultural, most people do, unless they're on a honeymoon or taking the kids and they want to throw them all in the pool. It's been Corey Brett. Thanks so much for being on the show, freelance golf writer and editor. It's a pleasure talking with you. Thank you.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
Thank you. Aloha. And we have a couple of things to tell you. You need to join the folks who are putting together the Gary Planos Endowment Tournament at Kapalua Bay course on November 14th. If you haven't, and you know, if you didn't know about it, I think there are still some spots open. Give them a call. You can call them. I'm looking for the phone number and I don't have one, but you can register online or just call the Kapalua Bay course because that's where they're holding it. It's a 12 o'clock shotgun tournament. It's on November 14th. It starts at 12. And following the golf, you can enjoy the awards and some of Gary's favorite Hawaiian cuisine as well. And we're in that time of the year when it's time to think about volunteering. Sony Open in Hawaii. You can go online, sonyopeninhawaii.com. Do one of many things, whether it's admissions or caddies or control, you know, making sure people don't walk in the wrong spot. You don't want them to get hurt, or you can hold up the sign that says quiet. There's parking and pro transportation and ShotLink and all of those good things. Now, we're going to thank the people who make this show possible, I am forever grateful for your everything that you do for me. Thanks so much. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted the PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years. An outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. It's the Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. Futura Stone's master craftsmen, they'll do artistic work, but they're also very, very functional. They can make a floor that's so polished and beautiful that you wouldn't think it's many pieces. They can make your driveway so that nothing will go down into the watershed. So if you're in a place like Tantalus where it rains a lot, and there's a lot of water coming through, the mesh will keep anything from going through those pavers down to the water table below. It's really cool if you're concerned about sustainability. Creative Plumbing. Whether you're a building or a shopping center or a store or a custom home or a townhouse, call Creative Plumbing because it's got to be done right. Creative Plumbing. And Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. They provide lasting security and safety for the Lamborghini showroom, and they'll do that for your business or your home. Yes, Raynor Doors. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. And if you'd like to hear the show when we're no longer broadcasting, because it's live, but it's been recorded, RadioGolfClub.com. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2016.